Frank Abate from Nation Talk. We're here at the AFN Economic Summit, joined by David Bradley of Outland Inc. Welcome to Nation Talk, David.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Outland Inc., tell us a little bit about Outland.
Well, Outland is a company that formed in 1986. It started as a tree planting company for forest companies and governments across Canada. And over the years, we've morphed into a company that offers mining services, mining exploration services, camps and catering. Also, a big component of our business is in the firefighting and fire camp provision for provincial governments as well. And recently, in the last 10 years or so, we've got involved in youth capacity building, specifically the First Nations Natural Resources Youth Employment Program is probably our hallmark program at the moment.
That sounds like involves natives, youths, kids. What are you doing with these folks?
Well, the goal is to take youth 16 to 18 years old into a live-in camp setting where about 7 weeks long to 8 weeks long in the summer, and through that 8 week period our goal is to introduce them to employment and training, introduce them to work projects that are going to prepare them for a life of productivity. We want to help them find educational pathways and to help them imagine or vision a career so that they can have a rewarding and a productive life.
Forestry, the kids would be outdoors. This is a mentorship program. Is this a formal education process? What about pay? Hey, even when we were kids, we wanted to get paid. Tell us about that, David.
Well, it is a summer job, Frank, and frankly, the youth are—they're paid like summer students. They come into the camp; they're obligated to follow the program. It is very much an outside interactive work program, as well as inside classroom type activities throughout the summer. Forestry is a big component. We do projects with brush saws, a lot of tending work, as well as tree plant projects. On the forestry side, on the mining curriculum, we'll do things like soil sampling. We'll introduce them to line cutting, basic jobs in those industries that would give them a start in their career, in their summer student years, let's say.
So if they want to go into the forest industry or ranger industry or whatever the outdoor industry may be, you're preparing them.
Well, that's correct, yeah. The nice thing about the program is it's a summer program which allows them to stay in school and then come in, get employed for a couple of months, then go back to school. And over the years, the program has evolved from into a three-year progression, really. So if they come in year one and they're successful and they want to come back, they can come back for a year two and subsequently a year three. Through those years, they have their summers off to work, and then we encourage them to return to school. So there's no need to not go to school in order to have a job.
How many kids do you get per year?
Right now we're running 30 youth a year, representing anywhere from 16 to 20 communities, depending on who's supplying communities in that year. Since the beginning of the program, which started in 2000, we've had roughly 215 youth commence the program.
Yesterday's youth are today's counselors and mentors?
Well, that's very true, and our industry partners and our government partners are really keyed in on the fact that we're building the capacity of the youth to become the leaders of tomorrow in their communities. They're going to have more knowledge. Presumably they're going to go off to school as well and become trained and become technically sound in areas which are going to allow them to understand what's going on around their communities, all the economic opportunity that's out there. Since there is so much pressure on the Aboriginal communities today to respond to the need, forestry, mining, etc. So we're hoping that these youth are going to go back to their communities and be able to contribute positively to development that way.
now you're, we're talking 30 youth per year. How does somebody contact you, or do you just contact some First Nations, or why don't you give us an address where somebody can find you?
Well, we can be found at www.outland.ca for an introduction. As well, Confederation College in Thunder Bay is the main proponent of the program, along with Outland, and they can be reached on the Conn College website. Generally speaking, the youth that come to the program are from Northern Ontario, and they're people who are impacted by forestry and mining operations in Northern Ontario at this point. Having said that, I think there's some vision to see the program expand and start to have youth from other areas of Ontario come to join in.
Well, you've got the program down pretty good by now, and I could certainly, and I'm sure some other communities would like to see it, or possibly like to see it in their areas. Are you already looking at some areas, or is this still at the development level?
Well, you're right. The program we've got running in Northern Ontario right now is, it's a system, and it runs, and it's successful and productive. We are looking at other jurisdictions currently. There is a lot of interest in some other provinces for programs. So we're working with government people and other industry partners currently to see if we can launch programs in northern Alberta, northern Manitoba, and even in Nunavut.
Well, sounds like a successful venture. You've got government involved, you got private enterprise involved, you got First Nations involved. I know that you've had a lot of hurdles to overcome over the years, but good luck today, good luck in the future, and nice to meet you down here at the AFN Economic Conference.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.